Hello, my name is Natalie Savelle. Welcome to the Stepmom Strong podcast. This show is for stepmamas or anyone dating a parent, really, all about how to navigate the challenges that come up in this complicated and often underestimated role. I'll be bringing you tips, tricks, validation, and support so that you know that you don't have to feel alone in this role, and there are ways to make things a little less overwhelming. I hope you enjoy. Oh my gosh, you guys. Today's interview from the Empowering Stepmom interview series is amazing. I interviewed Najah Hall, the founder of Blended and Black. She is a powerhouse stepmama. She has created such an amazing resource for stepmoms everywhere that's so inclusive and available. So I think you guys will love this interview. She dealt with a lot of parental alienation issues and challenges with an ex. So she has a really great perspective and so, so useful. And I have had a crazy busy holiday season. So I'm back. You know, it's been a while since anything has come out. So I apologize for that. I'm glad you guys are still hanging around. Enjoy this episode and I will see you soon. Bye-bye. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Empowering Stepmoms, Reimagining the Modern Family. I'm your host, Natalie Savelle of Stepmom Strong Coaching, where I help stepmoms go from overwhelm, resentment, stress, and confusion to confidence, clarity, and connection. And today I'm super excited to have Najah Hall. Welcome, Najah. So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Natalie.
Sure. So let me tell you guys a little bit about Najah. She is the founder of Blended and Black, which is a solution-based platform dedicated to mending and blending stepfamilies. She is a change agent, and she's built one of the most recognizable brands in the blended family niche. She sees the family as the singular most important system in our society. So she just recently published a book. She serves clients as a full-time family life coach. And you guys will hear all about all that good stuff. Blended and Black is an amazing organization full of all kinds of services for stepfamilies. So I'm super excited to have you here, Najah, to share your wisdom and talk about the things that you provide for stepfamilies. So first off, how did you get into this work and how did you come to do what you're doing?
I did not get into this work. This work got into me. That's what I like to tell people. Life just kind of happened. I never anticipated this would be how I was using my family sciences background. Never, ever, ever. So I met and fell in love with a wonderful gentleman who had three children. We've gotten married, very happily married, but we started to experience the hardships of step family life. I did not walk into this beautiful, ready-made family with open arms at all. They had no plan on Miss Najah being there. I was not welcome. I was not invited, and they let me know it. Over time, of course, things have changed, but one thing that I learned from the hardships and the stress and the pressure is it did not have to be this way. It did not have to be this way. It did not have to take damaging the children, damaging ourselves, and the amount of court battles, stress, alienation, anger, pain, frustration. It didn't have to be like that. And so I became committed to helping other people. Blended and Black was formed because I said I didn't really feel like I had anybody married. And these women, you know, my mother-in-law, my mom, their children are with their husband. They never had to experience sending kids away to a different household. They never had to be a woman like me that, you know, their husbands were fresh off the boat, as I like to call them. Basically, their husbands were, you know, ready and ripe soil just for them. Mine had already been domesticated. So I really didn't feel like I had anywhere to turn. So I created a small private Facebook group. And honestly, it was a place where we would vent our frustrations, trash talk, express our anger. But then my friends started adding their people, and they started adding their people and started adding. So I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm sharing some personal stuff in here. So I created another public forum. Right now, Blended in Black Family Support Group on Facebook has like 8,200 members, 300 people waiting to be accepted. Like all these people that have heard about what we're doing. Blending in Black also now services clients. I'm a full-time family life coach. I have literally been able to make this my job, and I care. If anybody, you know, if you ever talk to one of my clients, they'll tell you, I'm a coach. I don't claim to be a therapist, counselor. I'm a coach. That means I'm out there on the gym floor, shooting balls with you, coming up with solutions, working aggressively with you. I'm passionate about it because, as I say, I'll be damned if there's a person that I know that needs help that cannot get help. Mm-hmm. If I'm the person that can do it, if it's not me, that's fine. I got people like Natalie. I have plenty of friends that do this as a business as well to send them to. But I did this, and it's one of my passions because I don't want anybody to not have anywhere to turn.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I answered your question.
Yeah, you totally did. And you know how much it was to suffer and to struggle. So you don't want people to be left in the dark. And you're right. A lot of people don't understand what it's like who haven't been through it themselves. So that makes it even more challenging because then you're isolated on top of whatever challenges you're dealing with, right? So I love that you're passionate about that. And you even, I noticed, have on your website an ambassadors. Tell me what the ambassadors are all about.
So if I cannot see a person, if I can't meet their needs, for example, I have a team of people that are volunteers. It's a completely free service that are very well versed. Like, we have a legal counselor. She's titled America's Blended Family Expert. We have and she owns her own law firm, very powerful family law attorney. She was in law school. Her boyfriend started having problems with his child's mother. So this woman, instead of going into entertainment law, she became a family law attorney, and she helped her boyfriend, now her husband, they have custody of his children, all because she experienced alienation. So I have people like that on my team. Like, we don't play games when it comes to blending families and doing what's best for the children, not the adults, but the children. I also have people that are military families. So if you're, if you're experiencing blended issues and you're in the military, we have experts for that. Multiples, mothers and fathers of multiples, LGBTQ, you know, I wanted to make sure that everybody was being serviced. And just because I can't help you, that doesn't mean I don't know somebody that can't.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that you do that. I love how it's so inclusive and there's just something for everyone, and it's a free service, which is incredible. Yes.
Now, if they have deeper issues and they do have to be turned over to me or some other professional, then they'll become a client of mine. But if it's something that can be handled in a few conversations, or you just need
quick or whatever,
you don't have to pay for that.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. So what have you found to be, like, in your journey, once you found that people were coming to you for, like, support and advice, and you were like, oh my gosh, I have to, like, do something with this. What did you find that was the most helpful for your people and also for you? Like, maybe what did you learn out of your challenges, and how did that inform how you work with people? That's a big question.
You mean how? Well, I don't think I quite understand the question.
Like, what's been the most helpful for you that you've learned in your
practice? Knowing who I am is one of the most helpful things for me. Understanding my position in this family and walk confidence in that, because as a stepmother, it's a position that, like I said, when I made my, when I introduced myself, you're not really welcome. They didn't expect you to be a part of this. The ex-wife did not, the man didn't, the kids didn't. So these people might still be grieving. You know, the ex-wife could still be grieving her marriage. Your man, your husband that you're married to right now, could still be grieving his marriage. Not that woman, but the fact that his children now have to be displaced, and they have to have two homes. They have to travel. They have to schlep a backpack. They got to do all this. Dads have a lot of guilt over that. And of course, children might still be grieving their parents' relationship, because now their safety net is completely gone. Of what, this family system that they were born into, it's dissipated. And here comes your cute behind walking all up in here like you're just going to have a seat at the table. So one thing is, I had to just learn to be very confident with my position. And I'll say this, my husband, who was my boyfriend, who became my fiance, he has always been excellent about letting me know and letting everyone else know who I am and what I am to him and really go through a lot of that, you know, ex-wife taking advantage of him. Or we didn't really have to go through that because he made it very clear to the kids. This is Miss Naja. She's daddy's assistant. That's how he put it. And I was like, wow, did you read my book? I remember like the first time it happened, we had some sort of issue with the kids. He was like, this is Miss Naja. This is daddy's assistant. Now, you did not do what she said, but those instructions came from me. If Miss Naja tells you to do something, it's coming from daddy. And they were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, that's so major. Yeah.
He, you know, he's not one to be guilted. He understands his position as a husband, as a father. We both prioritize. We know what our priorities are in this family. And he also doesn't allow disrespect from anyone, because I feel like if you start to let that happen, it'll just keep going. You know, it'll snowball and then escalate into something really big. So if there were like one thing that I say, bio moms and stepmoms do to each other all the time, we, instead of calling her by her name, like, I am Mrs. Hall. His ex is Miss Hall. But instead of that, you know, sometimes us as women, we'll make up little pet names for one another. Hey, that girl, that woman. One of my girlfriends, I think she calls her bio mom Lollipop Head or something like that. So, you know, hey, that's Lollipop Head. And by doing
that, must not be named. I've used she who must not be named.
But by doing that, you are really dehumanizing this person. And when we dehumanize a person, it's nearly impossible to see them on your level as somebody that experiences the pains, the frustrations, the happiness that you do. And so you'll never accept them. You will never accept them. So the first thing that I had to learn to do is, no matter how bad I was being treated, and we went through 4 years of hell with parental alienation, no matter how bad I was being treated or how much I hurt for what was happening in my family, I made sure that I never dehumanized. Other party. And then by me saying so-and-so, this and this, maybe I didn't get that back in kind, but you know, when you plant these seeds of positivity in people's heads, it goes in there. It may not grow, you may not ever see it, but I guarantee you they're listening. So first thing I did was have confidence. Second thing was my husband was you know, my husband had my back. And number three, I never dehumanized the other person. So those are some things that I did to help me. And then I prayed a lot.
Yeah, you gotta have prayer to make it through some of the stuff. Yeah.
Yes. I prayed a lot, you know, meditate, find yourself a hobby, go to the gym and work on your abs, honey. Like, there are things you can do. So, because if you're not happy within yourself, this stuff will cut you down into little pieces. You have to be your best you.
Yeah, that's so true. I love how you're saying that. And I love too, like, it can be used as an opportunity to get more confident and to really be strong and certain of who you are, right?
Oh, so
instead of using it to like cut you down, you really use it to lift yourself up. And yeah, I always say that self-care is first and foremost, because if you don't have that, you're not going to be good in your relationship and you're not going to be good for the kids, right? And you're not going to be able to be a healthy person for the people around you. So yeah, self-care is huge. So I love that. It's easy for people to get swept up in a new family and like lose track of who they are, right? So yeah, that's awesome. I love that so much. So tell us a little bit about your book. I would love to hear about it.
Well, you know the name of it, and you and I were speaking off of this, and you're the one that's actually going to say the name of the book.
Okay, everyone, are you ready? It's called Girl Bye.
I don't know if you can see that because there's like, it's called Girl Bye. Girl Bye. She's not going anywhere, neither are you. And I created this with not only myself in mind, with my clients, with the OG stepmoms and bio moms, like my counsel. Like, I have a counsel that also holds me accountable. So clients, the people that I wanted to minister to, like, this book was like a form of ministry to me, because I was just like, what do I want us to know about each other? Because it's not very often that us as stepmothers can have a chance to speak very candidly to bio mom or show her things from our perspective. And vice versa, it's not very often that bio mom gets to show us the things from her perspective in a way that we can, that we're not put on the fence, if you know what I mean.
Right, sure.
So when I wrote this, it started off as a novel. Started off as a novel, and I was going to tell my story and do a whole bunch of case studies, tell other people's stories. But then as I was writing, it became a workbook because I was like, you know what? I'm a firm advocate at doing the work. And I could talk to you all day and tell you what to do, but I created it in workbook form. Well, I didn't create it in workbook form. I'm just going to say it just morphed into workbook because I wanted to challenge people to answer certain questions. For example, I mentioned earlier that we dehumanized the other woman. Well, there's a section in this book where I asked you to write her name down. Mm. Say her name aloud.
Yeah.
If she goes by Mrs., say that, because a lot of ex-wives will not acknowledge you as Mrs. whatever the ex-husband's last name is. They just cannot do it. They mentally cannot do it. And if you're a stepmother and she still has your husband's last name, then you acknowledge her as that. And then I ask people, I challenge you to say, well, how did that make you feel? And most people are just like, oh, a lot of people have, I asked them to screenshot me that page. And because there's also a section where I'm like, hey, tell me your pet name for her. And, you know, people will screenshot me that page. And then, you know, there's some funny things that I see, but I like to see, I like to be a change agent and I like to incite change and to make it happen. So yeah, that's what Girl Bye is about. It's showing you the other perspective. It's full of case studies. And also with Girl Bye, instead of you just doing a workbook, I also created a video series to go along with it.
Oh, cool.
So it's a 10-day masterclass for mothers and stepmothers. And every single day you get to look at my face while you're filling out your workbook. While you're filling out your workbook, you get to look at me and you get to listen to me talk to you about these case studies. And all the case studies are real. There are some awful, awful stories in there. There are some good ones in there, but it kind of challenges you like a math problem. How are we going to get to this conclusion? This is the problem. This is the answer. So you and I, let's come up with let's show your work. I want you to show me your work as we used to do back in school. So that's what the Girl Bye experience is about.
That's great. I love that. And I think you're so right about when we dehumanize someone, it gives them more power, right? So if we say them by their name, it's like, I'm recognizing you as a fellow human being and I'm not giving you the power of not even being able to say your name.
Right. Like, who are you for me to be afraid of, to where you're not a godlike, mythical,
far away being, right?
But when we dehumanize them, we really think that we're minimizing them. You're giving this person so much power. And I know it sounds so cliche because everybody's saying, oh, don't give them power, but you really are giving this mere mortal. They are a human being. They sit on the toilet just like you do. They cry. They've cried over a haircut that they hated just like you and I have. Like, this is a real person.
Yeah. And they're likely very stressed out.
Yes.
Cool. So what are you, I know you have a very generous gift for our audience today. So tell us about that.
So aside from, I have sent like 10 commandments of blending, 10 commandments of co-parenting, step-parenting. That's what is going to be included. Like, that's my free gift to you guys. I wrote that. I took a portion out of Girl Bye because there's 10 commandments for moms and stepmoms. And so what I did is I took a version and I made it for the entire family. So if you're a man, woman, adult, stepchild, whomever, it kind of gives you like a list of rules. These are your 10 commandments. If you do these things, then you're going to be just fine. If you don't do them, you're going to be pretty jacked up. And if you're already jacked up, you're going to stay that way. So I created that as a free gift to for you guys that are watching this. And it's just a basis to get you started. Now, if you're a mother, a stepmother, and you're caught in this web of toxicity, then you want me to tell them about what we talked about, like with this? Or
yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay.
So I am Natalie, actually, is gifting you guys a copy of Girl Bye. Yay! So I don't know how she's going to work it out with like who she chooses as the winner, but I'll put it in the mail whenever she tells me she's picked a winner. So, and with that, you get the workbook. There's also a secret Facebook group for women that are a part of the Girl Bye experience, you know, so that you can talk to them about the daily lessons. And of course, you get the daily video. So you get access to everything, everything. So that is what I'm giving to you guys.
Yeah, awesome. I was going to say, where can people find you and, you know, read about your services and all that good stuff?
Oh, okay. So I'm everywhere on social media at Blended and Black. The and is spelled out everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The website is blendedandblack.com. It'll take you to the group, the book page. Book page, I'm sick of showing this book. This is feels like an ad for the book. It's not an ad for the book. like it's totally not. But the book can be found at girlby.info. But you can find me everywhere. I'm Naja Hall, Blended in Black. And can I just say one thing? Blended in Black is obviously the name of the space. It's, if it's not obvious, I'm Black. Kind of brown, golden today, depending on my makeup. But I just want to say, like, Blended in Black is an all-inclusive space. There's a large percentage of the community that is not Black, believe it or not. I decided to name it what it was. And to be quite frank, I don't know if you have minorities a part of your series right now, Natalie, but the thing that I noticed is when I was looking for help on Facebook and all these groups, nobody there looked like me. And I didn't know if I would be accepted. I was just like, dang, you know, I look so different from these women. And I don't know if they can identify with my issues. But then when I created, so I went ahead to create Blended in Black. I was like, okay, let me just create something so that I'm more comfortable, because I'd be remiss as to say, and maybe everyone will not agree with this, but people tend to feel more comfortable around what they're accustomed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when I created the space, all these people started joining. I'm talking about Black, white, Latino, everybody started joining. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I hope I did not alienate people from coming in and getting help from this awesome community because of the name of it. And then I just kind of had to realize, listen, if I make it known that everybody's welcome, you know, obviously my clients run the gamut from just being Black people. Everybody's welcome. And then one thing, seriously, that I realized afterwards is blended families are not Black and white. Mm-hmm. They're kind of gray. Because yeah. There's a big old gray area that none of us, like, there's no science to it. And also, I'm a member of your group, Natalie. I'm a member of a lot of the other people's groups that you've interviewed. We all have the same issues, especially us stepmothers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, some of these women have become my sisters. You know, some of the people that you've even interviewed, I'm so happy you asked me to be a part of this, because I'm like, I've known these women for years and we have been sisters in the struggle. Like, that's one thing I just wanted to.
That's amazing. Thank you for adding that. I really appreciate it. And part of the reason that I was attracted to your work is because it is so inclusive. And I think there's so little of that out there. And even myself, like, I'm trying to get more educated about how to be inclusive with minorities. Right. And I only had a few in the series, and you look at most telesummits and it's like all white people, right? So I wanted it to be inclusive, so people did feel like, okay, this isn't just for people who look like that. It's also
right.
For me. And you know, I'm honored to have you here, Naja. It's
thank
really
you.
Great to have you. And
so happy to be representing the Black delegation. Power to the people. No, like no, seriously, I understand that, because diversity is a big deal. And it was so easy for me to be inclusive because all my life, you know, I've had to be inclusive. That's just just what it was. Now I might have grown up in minority neighborhoods, went to minority school. I got to college, I went to a PWI, predominantly white institution. I was like, oh, okay, you know, okay, right. This is cool. But then I realized that nothing was different. Nothing was different because, as you know, in formal education, we don't learn a lot about African history. We learn no African American history, except for me as a little 8-year-old growing up in Memphis, Tennessee. I knew one person of royalty that looked like me. I got my education on the introduction of Black people in this country through slavery. That's where we started. So I saw my ancestors being beaten, broken, denigrated people. But then I was looking at, you know, the other part of it, I was like, wow, they're royalty and these are my people. And so with that happens, I wanted to make a definitive space for us, by us. However, I needed, just like Girl Bye includes a perspective of others, I needed white people, Latinos, Asians, I needed them to be a part of Blended in Black so that you can know our experience. And then you can share your experience with us. And my goal is to just be like, We're not that different. We are not that different. We look different. Like, we are literally not that different.
Right. Like, human beings are human beings, and suffering literally. Is suffering. Like, we all have the same tendencies. We all have the same, like, habits and patterns and ways of thinking. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah.
Right. And I also said, if a person didn't want to be a part of a group that I started, you know, they didn't realize I was the one starting, now that I was a Black person, they wouldn't have done it anyway. So being part of a group with the name Black in it, there's a lot of others, like non-Black people, that take pride in being blended in Black community members, because they are part of something that is not, you know, they're welcome. They're treated like they're welcome there, because I make it known. We all make it known. Like, I call them the fam. So once you're blended in Black, you're part of the fam. Like, it's hashtag the fam.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, I love what you're doing. Thank you so much, Naja. You are doing such a good service for stepmoms everywhere, and I appreciate you coming on here and sharing your wisdom and insight and your book and everything. So, yeah, appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Bye, guys. See you soon.
Hello, everyone. Natalie here. I hope you've been enjoying this podcast. I hope it's inspired you to use your challenges for growth. And I'm so glad you've gotten to listen. And I also hope it helps you realize that you're not alone or crazy. It is a very challenging role to be in a step-parenting position. So I wanted to be sure to invite you to my free Stepmom Strong Facebook community. It's a group of stepmoms who are also in a growth-oriented mindset. The women in there are amazing supports to each other, so make sure you check it out. You can head to www.facebook.com/groups/stepmomstrong. And be sure to answer the entry questions when you request to join. Otherwise, you will not be let in. So seriously, be sure to answer those so I can let you in. I'd love to have you join us. Again, it's a great group. So I hope you'll come find us on Facebook/groups/stepmomstrong. No spaces or underscores or anything. All right, thanks. Thanks again for listening. And I look forward to seeing you in there. Bye.